political and economic analysts continue to express diverse opinions on the President's State of the Nation address in Parliament yesterday. Panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, reinforced the President's call for the country to move to full middle-income status. A staffer at the presidency, Dr. Kwesa White, said the President has shown that the country is fast approaching full middle-income status. According to him, Ghanaians must rally behind the President to achieve this dream. Dr. White was of the view that one area the people can help to realize this is to begin to develop tastes and preferences for locally produced goods.
As a way of demonstrating his seriousness and commitment to this, he basically started by saying, we will incentivize certain local companies or local companies in certain strategic areas now and ensure that certain items that we already import, we will produce them here in SS and restrain or constrain the importation, rice, maize, wheat, meat, fish, and so on and so forth. These are things that are produced over here and can easily be produced over here in larger quantities to meet the market demand over here. Now, I think one of the crucial points that the President was making in that is that if indeed we are incentivizing Ghanaian entrepreneurs and businessmen to actually produce this, then we as Ghanaian consumers must learn to develop the taste for these products.
But talking about the economy, when the President said in the coming weeks or months the economy will bounce back, someone will ask, what has he seen that we have not seen?
More often than not, presidents have access to information and data that we don't have access to. You will recall that in the State of the Nation address, President had indicated that he has met with series of business people in the private sector in the last several weeks. The idea is to get a sense of what they are feeling with the nature of the economy now, invite ideas as to what we can do best, and build a consensus and convergence and support for what he intends to do. So the President may be seeing a lot, but I think that he also wants Ghanaians to know that change does not come easy, and every change comes with a price. Whatever changes are being introduced by the government will necessarily disrupt the status quo. What it means is that some people may be negatively affected, others may be positively affected. But even in the case where people are negatively affected, it is possible to know that there are opportunities within the disruption, and those people can grab those opportunities and make better lives for themselves.
For his part, the President of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Sefe Jeba, said despite the fact that the address looks promising, the President must make sure to implement them. He said the President must motivate private businesses to be able to play the role expected of them to help the economy.
Wonderful presentation, but for me, it is about implementation. How those promises, those words that the President has assured us, how they will be implemented for us to be able to move on. Because if I look at, let's say, the President's first address on building 200 schools, about a quarter of the time is already gone. Nothing has been done. So how do we fix the 200 within the next less than 3 years ahead of us? So in the same way, when we look at the issues, and I think we can have delivery, it's perfect. But sometimes we begin to think whether they are just promises or the President is going to make sure those things are implemented. If we're able to do that, perfect. So we are looking for government to support private sector. We are looking for government to give us enabling environment to be able to produce. But the things that people are saying that Ghanaians are not consuming made in Ghana goods, the goods are even not there. If the things are not there, for us as business people, we'll be compelled to import, to put pressure on the city to be able to make our living. So the fact is that if the private sector, those into manufacturing, are well motivated and supported, they will definitely produce, and we will find it very easy for our people to advise them to buy and sell made in Ghana goods.
That was President of Ghana Chamber of Commerce, Sefe Jeba.